Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chof Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Ki yignoiv ish shor oiseh utvachoi oi mechoroi, chamisha boko yishalim tachas ha-shor, va'arba tzoyin tachas ha-seh. If someone steals a shor or a seh, and he shechs it, sells it, he has to pay back five for a boker. If five bokar, he has to pay back for the shalom tachas asher, and four sheep for tachas aser. So he has to pay four or five times what he stole. And the question is, Rashi says, Amar Bechan ben Zakkai, Chaz hamokle al kvoidan shabriyis, Shor shaharla baragla veloinis bazaboy agana v'nasay al ksefim mishalim hei. The shur, which will walk on its own, he doesn't have to carry on his shoulders, he doesn't have to be embarrassed, bizui, by carrying on his shoulders, he pays five. Sesh, and oisei al ksefai, when you have a sheep, the sheep's not going to come running along with him, he's got to carry on his shoulders. Mishalim dale, hoyel ben izbazer, by being that he's embarrassed, because he has to schlep it on his shoulders. It's unbelievable. I mean, what is the pshat in that? We're talking about choshen mishpat. You stole something that the Torah says that you have to pay five. They're making a chilek that you have to pay only four. Why? Oh, the Torah, the Brein Hashem, is worried about each individual is covered. And because the person is carrying it on his shoulders, he's embarrassed. And because he's embarrassed, so he only has to pay four. Really? He should have to pay five. He only pays four because of the embarrassment. One second. And the assumption that we're talking about a choshen mishpat here, if he has to pay five, which means Reuven went and stole from Shimon, and Reuven now owes Shimon five. We say, one second, Reuven, you don't have to pay five because you were embarrassed. If Shimon is owed five, how did now Shimon lose one of the five? He shouldn't, Reuven embarrassed? Okay. He's a ganav. You want to feel bad for him? Okay. He was embarrassed while he was stealing. But what's the shot that Shimon should lose that? The Nesiva Shalom says, Baba Kamad Aflamid, quotes of Yehuda says, who's a chassid? Who's called a chassid? Yishama b'dvarim shal nezikin. Someone who's very careful in dvarim shal nezikin, he's called a chassid. A chassid doesn't mean a chassidish person. It means a devout one, someone who's a higher level of ruchnius, of avodas Hashem. What's the pshat? Why do we call a chassid someone who's careful in nezikin? He's called a chassid. Why does that qualify someone as a chassid? Very nice. Okay, he's careful about nezikin, baba kama, baba. He's worried about making sure if he finds something and he owes someone money and his axe gores other than another axe, whatever it is. But that's what makes him a chassid. Says baba kama, first daf. Nava, there's arba avos nezikin. There are four avos nezikin. What are the four classes? Four are the main of the Nezikin. What are they? Shor, which is an ox. Bar is a pit. Mavet, machoik is what it is. Shein, regal. And Heber is Eish, fire. Nesiva Shalom explains, these four parts of the Nezikin are the four halakim to the Yetzirah. He says, Shor represents Gaiva, being haughty. Quotes Shmuel's Rabba. Bar, someone falls into a pit, is yiyush, which means that the Yetzirah sometimes he gets someone to feel like they're in a pit, and then miyayish, they say, you have no hope, you're in a pit, you can't get out, so stop doing everything good, because you're already in the pit, you're done, forget it. Ma'ave, he says, is Shane Regal, is taiva of achila, someone who has a taiva to eat, he eats things that he shouldn't. And Hever is Eish fire represents Titus of all sorts that a person has that he can't control. Not just food specifically, but all Titus. The reason why a person, when it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, that someone who's shemer b'dvarim sham nezikin is called a chassid, he means someone who's able to overcome these four parts of the Yetzirah. He doesn't allow the Yetzirah to make him a bal gaiva. He doesn't allow the Yetzirah to make him mimiyayish. He does not allow the Yetzirah to get him to do taivet achila. He doesn't allow the Yetzirah to do other taivas, all the other taivas of Olam Hazeh. So someone who's able to control his Yetzirah on that level of all four Nezikin, of Arba, of his Nezikin, he's called the Chassid. It says in the Rekeach, it says in the beginning of the parasha, Ve'eila ha'mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem. It's five words. If there's a judgment, a bezdin that's done, that sits in judgment, and they do it kalocha, and with the truth and honesty, it's like they're being mekayim, the five words of Eila Hamishpatim, a thousand of name, five words, they're mekayim chamishe chomshe Torah. All five of the Sarma Tzifre Torah, that's what it's connected. It says in the Yalkut HaZoivi, right when it says in the beginning of Parasha, Ki sikne eved ivri, sheishonim yavoid. Someone purchases an eved ivri, 6 years he shall work. Yavoid is spelled Yud Ayin Vez Dal without a vav. It really should be Yavoid with a vav. That would be more proper. That would be Mele. Why is it missing a vav? So he explains, because Yavoid, the Eved, will work for the master, but not completely. Chaser, missing. Why? Because as we know, when a Yid purchases another Yid as an Eved, he becomes a little bit of an Eved himself. If he has one steak, he can't eat the steak for himself and not give his Eved. He has to give his Eved. He has to give his Eved whatever he has. He has to treat his Eved in a certain manner. So he, on some level, he accepted upon himself Avdus as well. And that's why Yavoid, it's not a complete Avdus of the Eved Ivri, because the Adon also now becomes a little bit of an Eved. It says in the Das Torah, he says, why is it that Busha creates it that it goes that he only has to pay four? He quotes Tehillim, Yutes, Pasuk Yud, Mishpatei Hashem, Emes Sotku Yachtav. He says that the Mishpatei Hashem, the judgment of Hashem, is Emes and Sotku Yachtav. Truth and Tzedek together. He says that Yitaka right, that in theory, you want to say Shimon is losing one. Because really, Reuven owes him five, but we don't work like that. When we have a judgment, we do it, the point of the punishment is twofold. It's emes and tzedek, righteousness and truthfulness. Being that this person had busha, so he already got some of his punishment. It's an avert in the punishment. It's not avert in how much Shimon is entitled to, but it's a matter of the punishment. And punishment, he already got part of his punishment from the busha, and therefore he only has to pay four. Har Tzvi explains and says, why are Mishpatim near Mizbeach? Rashi says, why is Mishpatim near Mizbeach? So he explains that Sanhedrin has to be Karev Mizbeach. The Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGazis. The Sanhedrin had to be in the Beis Hamikdash. That's where the Sanhedrin was, near the Mizbeah. That's what Rashi says. He explains, what's the connection? Why taka does Sanhedrin have to be near the Mizbeah? Okay, so good. That's Halacha L'maisa. But why is that? So he explains that just like in Mizbeah, when someone brings a Mizbeah, a korban, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it creates shalom between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too, when we have fear, judgment, and the Sanhedrin are paskening and giving true amita of sa'ak halacha, so they're creating shalom between man and his friend, between his fellow man. So by creating shalom, because he also creates shalom, we want to show that same level of creating shalom. Be'ach Meisha says, and the Torah, he quotes Chazal, the Torah was given on the Tanai that Klal Yisrael would have Batei Din. Why? What is Klal Yisrael? Was only the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on the condition that they have Batei Din. Why is Batei Din so important to the whole concept of the Torah? Okay, Chayish Mishpat, it's important, we understand that. But that is, without that, no Torah, what's the shot? He quotes an Agra de Pirka, quotes of Nachman Edel Mirminov, that he says you should know. If you see a child who's sitting there and he's learning and he's davening with a gishmak. And then years later you see this child grown up and he's bad. He no longer davens, he no longer learns, he follows bad ways and does not follow the Ratzon Hashem. He says, you want to know what happened to him? He says he ate food that was not his. His parents fed him food that was not his. Eating something that is not ours, taking money that is not ours, affects a child, affects ourselves. We don't realize the effect. He's trying to explain and very much explain that we need to know what's ours and what's not ours. And it's an extremely important thing. We shouldn't take something that's not ours. So the child, he's saying, is that does eats that's from food that's not his, will change him. As a child, he was into Ruchnias, but because he ate non-kosher food, that's what turned him off. And I'm not going public with this, as you know, we have the crisis of children going off the derech, Le'aleinu, and I'm not walking around publicizing. Maybe everyone should watch the money, but could be that's part of it. I don't know. Could be everyone has to be more careful with their money to make sure they're not taking other people's money and that they're feeding their children with money that's only theirs. And that's how there's no connection to the Torah. And the Hebeach Mesha says that if there are three Dayanim sitting in Psak Din, three Yidin, the Shechin is with them. The Shechin is there with them. That only applies to three Yidin being Dayanim. Only three Jewish judges. But three Goyish judges, the Shechin is not there. So when you know the halacha is that you shouldn't take your fellow man, your fellow Yid, to court, to the Goyish courts, the reason is because in the Yiddish courts, aside from the fact that the Yidin giving psak halacha, but the Shechin is there with them. The Shechin is not giving the psak, not them. So perhaps now we can have a little bit of better understanding of what's going on when Rashi tells us that the reason why this fellow who stole a tzoin and he had to put it on his shoulders and he was embarrassed that he only has to pay four and not five. Why is that? Because the point of the paying is everything is together here. It's we're trying to make him better. He already had part of his punishment. He had part of his punishment, so he doesn't have to pay the whole thing. What's the point over here? The point is that a person has to realize, know what's his and what's not his. Choshen Mishpat is something that most people think that I can decide what's right and what's wrong, and I'm going to use my judgment. It's incorrect. You have to follow the judgment of Choshen Mishpat, of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Psak Halacha, of what's correct. Not, well, I feel that because this guy did that, because yeah, I'm entitled to this and this and this. That is not a good Cheshbon. And we even take into account when someone does something and he's going to have embarrassment from it. The Torah says we're only going to make him pay four. Because I Shimon can sit there and say, but 1 second, I'm entitled to five. I don't care that he was embarrassed. What's my Cheshbon? I want five. That's not the way it works. Choshen Mishpat, doesn't have to make sense to us. These are halachas, and we have to follow them. I recently met a Yid who is not from at all, unfortunately. He said his father was from, you know, you don't really know when it's, you know, when you say his father was from, how from his father really was, but he said his father was from. And it was so nebuchadnezzar, the way he was talking. He tells me, he says, you know, Nisu, I have no regrets. But then he starts saying he does have regrets of what he is and what he became. And he says, you know, one of the problems, he says, if I were the one in charge, I would just change a few things. He says, you know, I was in the supermarket and someone sticks their hand right in front of me and grabs something while I'm in line. And they say, excuse me, sorry. They don't mean it. Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you say I'm sorry for? Don't say I'm sorry. He thinks they should take out Slach Lanu out of Shmoneh Esrei, he tells me. Slach Lanu, don't say sorry. What are you saying sorry for? And he has his very principled things about his neighbor did this and gave him this cheshbon and he owes him money and don't talk to him. I said, I don't talk Lashon Hara. He was trying to get them to tell me all these, telling me that he's Jewish to me. He wasn't wearing a yarmulke, not from completely, but once, you know, he's talking in Yiddish, trying to show me that he's, you know, knows, you know, he knows a lot. And he's like, you know, but that neighbor, don't ever talk to that guy. You know, he's bad. He's, don't ever do any business dealings with him. I found out later this guy's not such a straight guy either when it comes to business dealings, unfortunately. You know, but when it comes to certain things, they feel, people feel chayshim mishpat even more so than this guy saying you shouldn't say sorry, period. Okay, Nebuch. He's a real Nebuch, this guy. But chayshim mishpat, this guy was also saying, is that this is the way it's gotta be, and that's it. I'm right. How can I do that? It doesn't work like that. You have to always realize that, first of all, we're negei b'davar. And when you're negei b'davar, you certainly can't see clearly. It's your money and you're making a din, it's certainly incorrect. And even when you're not, if you're not a psak halacha, you don't know psak halacha, you don't know chayshim mishpat, so if some, two other people come to you, it doesn't mean that you're giving the right psak halacha either. And it's very important that we have to be mechazik ourselves, that we should realize that the Torah has a cheshbon for everything, and we have to listen to the Torah and not make our own cheshbon of what we feel is proper and just. A little later in the parasha, Kapitel Chov Gimel, Pasuk Chof. Hine Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefonecha Lishmorcha Baderech. Behold, I'm going to send a Malach in front of you to Lishmorcha, to watch you Baderech, Uliaviach Alamokim Asherech Inosi, and to bring you to the place that I prepared for you. And Moshe Benu has a problem a little bit later on. That's this pasuk. A little bit later on, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, pasuk Beis. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, "B'shalachti lefanecha malach." And I'm going to send a. I sent a malach in front of you. Begirashi zeknani amari. Okay. What does Moshe say? Moshe doesn't like it. Pasuk as well, Moshe says, "Ayemer elav ma'ayin im ein ponecha ha'ocham al talayin mizeh." I don't want a malach. I want you to bring Hashem. If not to bring Hashem, I don't want anything. You want nothing. I don't want a malach. Klai Yisrael doesn't want a malach. They want God, God directly. The question is, what happened over here in our parasha? Moshe Rabbeinu, no complaints, the psukim can keep on going, you don't see any complaints from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of a sudden, later on over here, Moshe is all upset. Nope, no malach, we don't want a malach. Nope, not for us, we don't want a malach. What changed? What changed from over here in our pasuk to there? It says in the Medrash Sheikh HaTayr regarding a malach, he said, "Ushmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bam." The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in them. What does that mean? He said, "Is that in the name of every malach in them, the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in every malach." What does that mean? He says in the Medrash, there's a tablet on the heart of every single malach with the Shem Hashem written on it. Another statement in the Medrash Sheikh HaTayr. Tadar Zakenim says the Malach Matatrin. He says that the Malach Matatrin, Malach Zeh Shmoi Shel Adonov, the Malach Matatrin has the name of his master, the Rebbeinu Shem, in his name. He says the Gematria of Matatrin is the name Shakai. Shin Dalad Yud, same Gematria. The Rosh says, and says the word Malach here, Malach does not refer to Malach, an angel, as we would call it, as we teach it, but rather refers to a Novi. He quotes a pasuk in Divrei Yamim, "Vayu mal even ba Malachi Elikim," he says, talking about a Novi. The Be'er Moshe says, "Medrash Tadchuma, Teirish Sheval Peh." Klal Yisrael makes it the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Arlam and all the other nations of the world. Teirish Sheval Peh. What does that mean? He says is that after the Egel, Shevet Levi gave psak that anyone that was part of the Egel should get killed. What was that? Teirish Sheval Peh. That means is that there's Teirish Sheval Peh that was the Klal Yisrael we got from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Teirish Sheval Peh is Rebbeinu Shalom giving over to Klal Yisrael a little bit of the bailus in the Teirah. Now they can give psak halacha. Perish it al per. Klai Yisrael giving psak. The koyach, cannot get like the koyach of Hashem. So the Ben Moshe says that before Matan Torah, a malach was good. Why? In other words, our pasuk, Hinei Anoich Yisraelach Malach Lefanach Lishmarach Abadarach. No complaints. Why? Because this was before the Torah. Klal Yisrael didn't have that same koyach haTorah. There was no Torah yet. Klal Yisrael, there's no Torah at this point. When they don't have the Torah yet, so they're not in such a high madrega. They don't need to have that direct connection to the Baruch Hashem. But after, in Parshas Kisis already, it was already unfortunate Klal Yisrael got the Torah, the Luchas, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke it. But already, once Klal Yisrael got the Torah, so the Klal Yisrael already on the madrega of the Kamoi, like the Koyach of Hashem, that they can give Psak Halacha, Perishiv Al Peh, now they need to have a direct connection. Now they're already on a higher madrega, and having the connection of the Malach, the Shemorcha, by the Erech, is not good enough for them. It says in the Oil Torah, it says in the Pasuk, Va'avadetem in Pasuk, Kapitel Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Hei, Va'avadetem Eis Hashem Elikeichem, Uveyach Es Lachmecha, Ve'es Meimecha, Va'asiroisi Machla Mikirbecha. You're going to serve Hashem, your God, and He's going to bless your bread and your water. What's going on? Va'avadetem is Lashon Rabbim. Va'avadetem is Hashem Elikeichem. You, all of you, Lashon Rabbim, Klal Yisrael, are going to serve God. Uveirach, and He will eslach mecha, individual, your bread, esmeimecha, your water. Why did we switch? If we're saying avadetem, we're talking about everyone, Klal Yisrael, so then it should then go back to everyone's, eslach mechem, all of your bread. What's lach mecha? So Oil Torah explains that to grow in Ruchnius, you need to have achdus. You need Klal Yisrael as one unit. How are you going to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam correctly? You're going to serve Hashem, your God, together. You're one unit. You're a Rabban together. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bless each and every one of your breads. When a person is eating, that's an individual thing. Yes, we have a mezumen, which we can then elevate ourselves onto a higher level and be mezamen with another and bench together. But each individual is eating his own bread. The next person doesn't get sustenance from your bread. When a person is learning next to you, you're getting sustenance from Ruchni, it's from his learning. Together, you work as a unit, you're getting sustenance from each other. Bread, whatever you're eating, you're getting, and your friend is not. And that's why it switches to a Loshin Yachil, because Lachmecha and Meimecha is talking about Gashmias. It says in the Pnei David, and says, quotes a bracha, the Gemara in Brachas, it's not uveirach uvarech. It's not he will, but rather uveirach is he will, and uvarech is and you will. So avadetem eis Hashem elokeichem uvarech es lachmecha. You should make a bracha. Not the Ribbono Shel Olam will bless it, but you should make a bracha. You will make a bracha. Which the Gemara learns out, you have to make a bracha before you eat. Uvarech es lachmecha. You will make a bracha before you eat bread, before you eat, drink water. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Tezvav Tezayin. It says, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem. The heavens are Hashem's. Va'aretz nasal ne'adam. And the earth He gave to man. One second. In Tehillim, Chav Dalet Aleph, it says, Lashem ha'aretz umloya. The earth is Hashem's. The question is it Hashem's or is it us? Is it ours? One pasuk says, "Va'aretz nasan l'nei ha'adam," to man, and the other one says, "Hashem ha'aretz umloya." It's Hashem's. So which one is it? So the Pnei David, the Chidah says, when it says "Hashem ha'aretz umloya," it's talking about before we make a bracha. And when it says "Va'aretz nasan l'nei ha'adam," it's after we make a bracha. So when it says in the pasuk, "Avadim eis Hashem melekeichem uvarech," not uveirach, uvarech es lachmecha ves meimecha, it means that we should make a bracha, And by making a bracha, it changes, it goes from Hashem Ha'aretz Umlaya to Ha'aretz Nasa Alnei Adam. It becomes ours. Until then, it says that it's as if you're stealing. You're stealing from the Rebbein Yishol Adam, but once you make a bracha, it becomes ours. It says in Gemara and Shabbos, the Pechas, famous Gemara, that the Malachim said, why are you giving this person, Enosh, why are you giving Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah? We should get it. Where more Ruchni is, why are you giving it to Moshe? Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe, Yachzalam Tshuva, answer them. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu said that the reason that I and Klal Yisrael, a man, should get the Torah is because we can be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. You don't have any Shaychas to Mekayim the Mitzvahs. Can you do Kibbet Avayim? You can't do any of these Mitzvahs. You have no Shaychas to do these Mitzvahs. And that's why it's not yours. I'm going to say one more thing. We're going to take this Gemara in Shabbos and we're going to connect it. The Shloah HaKadosh, the famous Shloah HaKadosh. Anytime it says, Al Tikri Ella, which means, don't read it Uveyach, but rather read it Uvareich. First you have to read the simple pshat, then read this new pshat. That's what it means. Let's explain. He says it by Mari Rasa, that's where he says that you say it, but Pashtus we can apply it here as well. This is the pshat. The pshat is, maybe we could say over here, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Malach Lufanech Lishmorach Abaderach. You know why Hashem was sending a Malach here? This is before they got the Torah? Because Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to show the Malach and Moshe Rabbeinu was okay with that. Hafsa lehem tshuva, give them a tshuva. Why is man getting the Torah? Why is Klal Yisrael getting the Torah? Send the Malach. The Malach will see that a man can be Mekayim the Mitzvahs of the Torah and they can't. And therefore they're not entitled to it. After they get the Torah, of course it's theirs and they don't need the Malach anymore. They don't want the Malach anymore. But maybe we could say this Malach was just to show the Malachim that Klal Yisrael are the ones who can kind of mitzvahs. And the pshat fits beautifully, like we said from the Shloah HaKadosh. Va'avadetem eis Hashem Elokeichem. And you should serve Hashem your God. Uveirach. We're going to read both words. We're not saying one, not the other. We're going to say first read what it says, and then read the new pshat that Gemara is saying. Uveirach. And the Rebbeinu Shalom, Uveirach es lachmecha. How? What do you have to read first on the same Uveirach? The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bless your bread. What do you have to learn first? Uvareich. Uvareich es lachmecha v'esmenecha. If you make a bracha on the bread and the water, then uvareich es lachmecha, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will bless it. So you want to know how the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bless it? Al tikri uvareich. Don't read that first. First read uvareich. You make a bracha. After you make a bracha, then the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bless it. Hinei anichi shaleach malach. And Malachim said, we have no shaykhs. We can't say Baruch Atah Hashem. We can't make a bracha. It's only how you're going to get this bracha from the Rebbeinu Shalom if you make a bracha. Malachim have no shaykhs as brachas. Like we explained in the Tfilah here, Baruch Atah Hashem, we have the opportunity to bring down the Ashpa and the Shefa that the Rebbeinu Shalom has into this world through that. Have a good Shabbos.